Morning Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Hey, look! It's Kirsten Zemke. Hi, Kirsten, how are you?
Fine, fellow.
Is it strange to write a song just because you want to use certain sounds?
Not at all. I bet that's heaps of people's motivation.
Yeah, wouldn't that be like the main number one driver?
Yeah, it would be, yeah, for some songs.
No, the number one driver is love.
Oh, sorry.
Love.
Poetry.
I just want to say that Tess is amazing because, you know, as I said last week, I'm running skimpy on instruments. No, testicular.
Testacular, I said.
What?
But, you know, every week she just goes, yep. And, that, you know, she never goes, what?
Or oh, no.
No.
Oh. Great producing.
And then also I also got to say the audiences. Because, like.
To be honest, though, Kirsten, there's the odd time.
What was that? What did you say? What was that?
So what are we doing today?
But the audiences are awesome, too. Like, you know, we've done some weird shows, right? Like whistling or bird sounds. And the audiences, like, are right in there ringing up.
I'll tell you the feedback after last week's
on Spoons.
Spoons was fantastic.
I know. Like.
People wanted to know more about Spoons.
So, like, you know.
Everyone's got Spoons, I think. Yeah.
That's true. Okay, so today we're doing the lute.
Ah, I'll tell you what, I can't think of one person I know who wants to know about the lute.
No, well, here's a weird thing. I knew what a lute was and that they were around and that medieval
obsessos. Oh, first, let me just say, lute, there it is.
Thank you. Oh, no.
You knew there was something that happened. Let's get that out of the way. Get out of the way.
That medieval obsessos liked them, but what I didn't know is it really, really got lost. Like, so it's from the... I get confused, you know, with the 1500s, but it's the 16th century.
Is it the Tudor? Is it before the Tudor era?
Renaissance.
Before Renaissance. Before the Dark Ages or upright Dark Ages?
All I know is we're talking 1500s.
Okay, so that's pretty shitty time.
It's after medieval.
Yeah, so church is all...
It started in medieval, but Renaissance is when it really got locked on. But anyway, it faded off. So the last 100 years where people have been getting back into it, they've had to figure out how to play it from paintings. Because nobody knew, nobody had played it for hundreds of years.
Just how stupid do people get in the Dark Ages, eh? They just sort of shut down everything, eh?
But so
bow your head to God and eat your turnip and be happy with it.
But so there's like look at a painting to say, oh no, he held it like that and he was plucking it like that. So it's like a big...
It's just like us watching YouTube instructional
videos,
really, isn't it?
So it's a guitar, but it's got a pear-shaped back. I wouldn't say that's a pear, but
it looks more like
it's a round bottom.
More gourd-ish.
Yes. You know? It's a round bottom, and it has double strings, so that's why you get that.
It's a bit little, though, isn't it? It looks a bit funny because it's a bit little compared to sort of our modern
light.
Guitar.
Yeah. They're very light.
Yeah. I guess if you're a minstrel, oftentimes in those days you'd be travelling, wouldn't
that's
you?
That's right, you'd be wandering.
You'd be wandering minstrel, and you'd be from town to town, just sort of making your way.
And they might be
you
up to...
You wouldn't want to be carrying like a huge
10 to 12
piano
strings, so you get a fat neck.
Strings made out of...
Gut.
Oh, gut.
God, those were the days, right?
Yeah. People were finding bits of gut and turning them into strings.
Okay, so our first track is is a dude you're all familiar with, Sting.
Sorry, you'll have to say that again.
Sting.
Sting.
We're gonna play Sting. He did a lute album in 2006.
Where is it?
It's there. It's all ready to go. You just press play.
Can she excuse my wrongs with virtue's cloak? What?
Shall I call her good when she proves unkind? Are those clear fires which vanish?
He's taking the piss, isn't he? Surely.
Must I praise the leaves where no fruit I find? No more as shadows do for bodies.
I'd say that if I didn't know that he goes and he plays with other musicians and tours and that, I'd say he needs to get out of the property. Get out of the house. Get out of the little weird medieval tower you've turned into a house.
So let's try.
Five beat from me. Here, how dare I say that?
Listen to the lute
and
let's
sting, you know?
Let's try to unsting it.
You shouldn't have told me. What's he singing about buckets?
Well, it's one of the greatest British composers, says John Dowland, and apparently he's the original sort of angsty emo artist. So this is in the 1500s. People say he's the original Leonard Cohen, Tom Waits.
In the 1500s?
Yeah, and all the songs.
Well, melancholic in the 1500s.
Burst forth my tears, rest a while.
I imagine there might have been a few of them, to be honest.
Cruel world, you know.
Oh, yeah. I listened to him play that lute.
Oh.
So that's Sting playing the lute?
No.
He's got a lutist in
his... He has learned to play for this album, but this...
A lutist? Is that the correct term?
Lutenist.
A lutenist.
And the
lutenist.
And the makers are luthiers.
Luthiers. Luthier, would it be like you know, when you get a box of cereal and it says made in the same factory that, so it may have traces of nuts
traces
and stuff.
Traces of guitar.
Traces of guitar, that sort of thing. Or
no, no, these are like
even?
Single handmade. Luthier by Luthier Van der Oss.
Okay, thank you, Sting. Great stuff. We really enjoyed the lute in that song.
Okay, let's listen to the Greensleeves' favorite
of course.
Song. And that one's, I think, got no vocals. But it's quite different, I think, than what we think Greensleeves is supposed
Greensleeves
to be.
Greensleeves was written how many years ago? Millions. About
probably around this time, yeah.
Da, 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 da.
Okay, so let's have Greensleeves by Julian Bream, who's one of the top lautists.
This is modern?
No. I mean, yes, he's playing it, man.
Some of you may recognize this as the Mr. Whippy song also.
But it's a little different, though, right?
Different. He's taking a few non-whippy liberties.
Or else we've been bowdlerizing it, you know?
Yeah. I actually was in a... In primary school, we had a really great male teacher, you know, it was just rare in primary school, and he was really into Tudor music, and we were in a Tudor music group.
Oof.
I can't think if I played anything in it. I was in it, I think I was singing in it, maybe, I don't know. It was all this sort of business.
Yeah.
A bit of dancing, a bit of strange dance, which is, of course, at the time, better than folk dancing.
But yeah, there is that love song, My Love, Where Did She Go? I'm seeking her.
Because whilst her head was chopped off or something like
that. But it's a great sound, and it's different than guitar, even though it's, you know, visually similar.
It's just different
similar.
To guitar, though, isn't it? It's sort of...
It's softer.
It doesn't sound like it's going to run away with itself like the guitar does, you know? Like, you know, the guitar's...
I mean, this guy, Julian Bream, who's playing it, he also plays classical guitar.
Yeah. But, I mean, it doesn't sound like it's going to get... You know, that thing.
Yeah.
It's got a very good resonance, hasn't it?
Beautiful with that rounded back.
I wonder if if it's that resonant. I mean, you see, it's rested on your belly or your hip or your pelvis or something.
True, true.
That's really.
And
plucked or strummed?
Plucked.
Plucked.
Apparently, in medieval times, you strummed it with a plectrum, but by Renaissance, you plucked it with your fingers.
Because they read it wrong in a painting or something.
That's right. But it's also worth looking at the YouTube comments on these. There's one chick that plays it, and honestly, the men are just in love. They're like, marry that woman now. And just, you know, she's just an average-looking woman. But in people, like, you know, find it spiritual and quiet nobility. And
it's pretty spiritual.
It's, I can get that. People are really...
It's like dudes get really excited about women who play the cello as well.
Well, okay, well, you show them, if you know any of those, you show them a woman on the lute and they'll be gone.
I think different strokes for different folks is what I'm saying.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm sure there's a lot of ladies that enjoy a lady on the lute as well, but I'm just saying. Have you got something to contribute here this morning?
Yeah, I was just wondering whether it morphed into the mandolin and the banjo, do you know?
Oh, yeah.
Which way?
Mandolin.
The banjo as well? Was the, yeah.
Well, it's
banjo.
All the same family. It's the oud family.
The oud family.
We'll probably do the oud next week.
And it's got nothing to do with the Lutherans, has it?
I don't think so. That's the dude. That's the dude, the player, John Luther.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Okay. All right.
Martin Luther.
All right. So, you're knocking together a timeline in your scrapbook there?
Yeah. Yeah. It's plucky, like a mandolin and a chicken. Isn't it?
Yeah. Don't pluck a chicken unless it's ready to be. You don't just pluck it for fun.
You know, when
you don't do a performance chicken pluck, do you? Poor things.
But them all sitting around their caftans watching you.
Just and a whole bunch of used chickens all just sitting there with no feathers, just looking bitter.
Oh, well, we've been there, done that, right?
They've done that. Great show. I hope it was worth it. Cheers. All right. Thank you very much, caller. Okay. That was interesting. Now, go here. What's next?
Okay. Well, what I was trying to say is...
Sorry. Is that too eager?
No, play it. This is a Christmas album. Just have a listen.
Oh.
Beautiful way to end this. I know.
Let all mortal flesh keep silent.
You got me when you sent me this email with the tracks, and I think you said somewhere, Christmas, weirdest Christmas song ever.
Mm. It's all dark about flesh and...
And that got me when I was picking the songs. I was like, whoa.
Christ our God to us.
boy, it's Christmassy, isn't it?
It's pretty uncomfortable.
You know, when people say white,
ho, ho, ho.
People say white people have no culture. You know, play them some of this. This is white people.
This is good religious white people, eh?
King of kings, yet born of Mary. As of all,
it's kind of it's a bit uncomfortable, isn't it?
I'm glad that we live in 'tis the season to be jolly times, eh? You know.
Oh no, well.
I prefer a fa la 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 to a.
This is Sarah Mingard. I whip this out at your Christmas function.
I'm trying to listen for that. Come on, shushy lute skills. Is this the one that everyone loves?
No.
I hope she's not jealous of the one that everyone loves. That was me feedbacking. I just got too involved.
But so it's a good backing instrument. It's a good lead instrument. It's a good both. You know, that one guy has sort of both layers going.
It's not abrasive. Is it?
Yeah, it's ethereal.
Like her voice.
Ethereal, that's a good word.
Ethereal, yeah. But then it's not like the harp, is it? It's not dreamy.
Yeah, I would say the harp is ethereal. I don't know what I would call the lute.
When you're out of the room test, we're talking about how the lute's a light instrument, and you could, as a minstrel, you could skip from town to town telling stories and
Better than your keyboard or your full drum kit.
Well, I guess keyboard would be hard with
the wandering
power
minstrels.
In those days either.
Wow, interesting instrument.
I couldn't find it.
Wow, interesting.
I knew a guy that played the lute when I grew up, so I thought it was around.
How'd that go from?
I just thought it was around.
Was that
around.
Like being the guy of the unicycle? Was it sort of?
Yeah. You know, he got gigs, he played, so I didn't realize how rare it was, you know, that maybe one out of every 400 people played. You know what I mean? I thought
it was
like a
thing.
Do you
know what would happen nowadays? I bet you when he played at gigs, I bet you he spent the next 40 minutes after you came on stage with people coming up to him going, hey, is that a lute you're playing?
He has a
I wager that's a lute.
He had
yes.
He had a goatee.
Yes. Yep. Okay. Well, hey, I'm not judging.
But yeah, you also have that sort of tuning when he's saying, you know, it's got a. I didn't find out the scales.
The only person that can do that with any sort of aplomb in this modern era was Jeff Buckley.
Oh, you're right. Now he would have been awesome on the lute.
But that song he does on Corpus Christi on.
Yeah, now I'm going to fantasize about Jeff Buckley on the lute.
You treat yourself. Thank you very much, Doctor. We'll see you again. Sorry, we need to buy a lute on Trade Me. How much is it going to cost?
Oh, there are lots because they're just only singularly made, handmade.
Really?
Oh, did you find out?
There's no cheap sort of knockoff factory ones, like a plastic one or a.
So is that a request?
Yeah. Someone's requested.
Okay, that's a good request.
What's the request?
Should we spill the beans?
Let's request it.
Someone's requested for the next Travelling Tunes to have feedback in music, which also is.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
Oh yeah.
That is that. Yeah.
Well,
Mikey
and I will give you our feedback. On feedback.
Yeah, and then the listeners can give us their feedback on you and I giving feedback on feedback.
Yeah.
That's a great suggestion. Who's that person?
Feedback loop.
I don't know.
Have they got a B card? If you've got a B card, text in your B card number because we've got your phone number there. And we'll give you a prize, I think, for that. That's a great idea.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.
Have a wonderful week.